Hey guys, my name is Braden. I work here at the Vista campus, and I want to tell you a quick story. In 1992, there was a letter, and it was sent out to 50,000 women. And what this letter said, I got to read it to you because it's nuts. It says this: "We met again on the street yesterday, and I noticed how you glanced interestedly in my direction." After they got that letter and they read it, there was an invitation on the bottom. And they then invited that person to come out and check whatever they were checking out. And it's crazy. You're probably watching this. When I was first reading this, I was like, oh my gosh, what weird, creepy stalker like sent a bunch of letters out. Guys, this wasn't a stalker. This was Fiat, the car company. And I'm not a salesman expert. I'm not a marketing expert. I'm not a CEO. I'm not a CFO. I don't know much about sales. But I think you and I can both agree, this is not a very strong marketing strategy. I don't think this is the best way to get people to go buy a car. And man, I feel like maybe there's something here in this story that we can take away from as we go in this Fishers of Men series, and we're kind of learning what evangelism is. And it's simply that if maybe we have a really wrong method, we can turn people off to a really great message. I love what 1 Peter 3:15 says. It says, "But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect." This is probably reason 1,493,000,000, whatever, why I didn't write scripture. Because when I read this and when I have conversations, I sometimes think it's about, hey, make sure that I debate this person. Make sure that I give this person a piece of my mind. And that'll be maybe the best way I show them Jesus. That's crazy. I love that what Peter's promoting here is conversation. Because maybe it's conversation and that leads to the best way we can have a better relationship with others, and those others can have a better relationship with Jesus. Because even when I go back to my faith probably wasn't changed by evangelistic tactics and different ways to sell me Jesus. My faith was changed by Nick, James, Blaine, Mom, Dad. My faith was changed by people. And man, what a cool note to, we don't have to be these impressive Bible scholars. It's not about what we know, it's purely about who we are. And maybe that's the best way we can evangelize. When it's not built off, this is what I know, this is who I am, it's not built off maybe what your cultural reputation is, but maybe it's built completely off who your character is. And man, can I tell you, maybe that sounds too simple, but this raises the standard of living, because your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your kids will all start watching how you live. And they will get their Christianity based off how you do your Christianity. I love what this famous theologian, maybe you've heard of him, is D.L. Moody. And he said, "One out of 100 men will read the Bible. The other 99 will read the Christian." You see, most people will probably check out your life before they ask for advice. And what we can do in relational evangelism is we don't need to come up with a sales pitch to convince somebody to be interested in our message who just isn't interested anyways. What we get to do is start promoting conversation. We get to build our relationship off trust. There was a Harvard study that they did, and they said for the past, like, I don't remember exactly what it is, but for the last 500 years, what has created meaningful relationships? And the study that they found, the one characteristic that they found that created the most meaningful relationships was trust. Guys, would we do relationship and would we do our lives in a way that promotes trust? Can people trust who we are? Can people trust our character? when we talk about that others should follow Jesus, are we following Jesus? I hope this maybe gut check challenged you today. And maybe I hope you were encouraged today or reminded of something today. I can't wait till you tune in next time. Peace out, guys.